on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or wherever Mr. Byron Jones may be at this point. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Brought to you by The Sportscast. Today's May 1st, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast on all our channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can hear us on your favorite streaming podcast. Just look up The Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Please leave us a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, don't forget to subscribe. Hit the smash button if you like what you're hearing on YouTube so you can hear more stuff on more sports on the Sportscast Network as well as the Jersey Boys. We stream live every Thursday on Facebook and on YouTube, Thursday at 8 p.m. And let's get going. Mr. Byron Jones, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I'm in Ocean City, Maryland today.
That's right.
I've been a whole week, so pretty cool. First time I've been here. It's pretty nice.
There's an Ocean City in New Jersey too, isn't there? I thought there was an Ocean City in Jersey too, no?
Yeah, we got an Ocean City, Jersey. Yeah, we got one right outside Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's what I thought because a buddy of mine.
But over here they're having like cruising week, like all kind of they got all kind of cars down here, like the 50s, from the 60s. I mean hundreds of cars. Right. And they're supposed to be here like from the 29th until May 4th. So it's a lot of stuff going on the coastal highway.
Let me tell Santiago, let Papa Paul to come in. Because I see his thing there, but he's not there. All right, so we got a big show today. We're going to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about, obviously, the Giants draft, the get ready. We're going to talk about the Dolphins draft. We got Papa Paul coming on our show, and he is the host of the WCFL Dolphin podcast, and we're waiting for him to come in. He's in the green room, so we're waiting to bring him in right now as soon as he comes on. And we want to talk about Shedeur Sanders. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that, even though that's a big topic. I know. But there's a lot of stuff still going around about that. And then there's a few things. Maybe later on we'll talk a little bit about the Lakers. But we'll talk about Giants draft pick. We'll talk about what's going on throughout the drafts just in general and how things were held up. And then, you know, Shedeur Sanders is the news that's going on today. So hold on one second. Let me see if I can get Papa Paul. Okay, I just got a text from somebody. Santiago, let's get him on the line. Hey. Hey, live. We got Santiago, the producer, on the phone call right now. Hey, real quick, Papa Paul, we see him there, but he's not there. All right, so just let him know. As soon as he comes on, then I'll let him in. All right, bye. So, Shedeur Sanders, you were giving me some stuff, a couple pieces there, right? One, I don't know what the Browns were thinking. I don't know if that was – what are your thoughts let's take this one step at a time, right? There's many issues there. But what do you think – what was the logic for the Browns? They traded up to get him, but they picked somebody else before him. So was it about money? But still, why would you pick someone above? Wouldn't the guy that you picked before him get a shot first? Theoretically.
Yeah, and like he's the third round. Yeah, he's the third round pick. is Dillon Gabriel, the kid from Oregon, who was one of the Heisman finalists. So he's a pretty good quarterback. You know, it's not like he's a scrub or anything. He played at Oklahoma. I think he played in Florida, UCF, Central, whatever, the one in Florida. He played there first.
Right.
UCF, yeah, he played there originally. And, you know, it's not like he's a bad quarterback. It was just weird that, you know,
Go ahead. Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just weird that, you know, the Giants, the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Just a little delay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead. You were saying
that, you know, it's kind of weird that you have, you know, the Browns.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it's
you know, the Browns have Flacco. They got Deshaun Pickett. They have, you know, Shador now, and they have you know, Dillon. They got five quarterbacks. You're not going to go, you know, start the season with five quarterbacks. It's probably at the most is three.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Papa Paul, welcome to the show. Papa Paul is the host.
So, you know, I don't know what
of the WCFL Dolphin podcast. Welcome to the show, Papa Paul. Can you hear me, Papa Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, they got, you know, they got a bunch of quarterbacks. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah. Hold on a second. We're having some technical difficulties. Papa Paul, can you hear me? Can't hear you.
Yeah, here I am.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the show. Did you hear what I said? Welcome to the show. Yeah. Papa Paul, host of the WCFL Dolphin. We got a lot to talk about. Sorry, we were a little bit late, and then I had something. I'll get in touch with you. But number one, we're gonna talk about you know, Giants draft picks. We're gonna talk about Dolphin draft picks. I got some questions for you on that. But you know, the number one topic, fortunately, unfortunately, we're talking a little bit about Shador Sanders and why the Cleveland Browns would pick him. Number one,
I'm gonna come back.
You come back, okay? And the question that I have, right? We just want to talk about because it is news, right? One, there's a couple things I'd like to talk about. One is and get your opinions on it, and then we'll move on. One, why would the Cleveland Browns trade up to get him after they pick? Can you see me? Am I stuck? I seem frozen again. All right, here we go. So, why would the Cleveland Browns trade up to get him after they picked another quarterback that was a Heisman finalist? From Oregon, right? And wouldn't they play before him? That's number one. Number two, his dad was blatant with saying, hey, I don't want you to go there. So that's kind of some of the topic I wanted to talk a little bit about. The next thing is that, you know, about, you know, what has he got to prove? What do you think, what he could have done differently, right? You know, is he paying for the sins of his fathers, or is he paying for the sins of himself? And the last part that I probably want to bring up, can you hear me, Papa Paul? Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, all right, sir.
Because I keep getting frozen for some reason. And the last thing I'd like to bring up, let me get rid of some of these. I got YouTube channels. Why do I seem like I got all this thing going on? And the last thing I'd like to talk about is us, you know, you really can't really feel bad for Bush in one sense. I mean, you feel bad for his pride, but it's not like he's coming from, you know, He's coming from a family that like he needs to be here, right? To take care of his family. You know what I mean? He comes from money. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
He comes from money, this and that. And you know, there's just topics to talk about. I'm not making a choice. I'm not judging. I'm not doing anything. But you know, there's a lot of kids that get a draft pick that, you know, they're looking for, you know, generational money, right? It's them changing their lives and their families. So first one, let's go to the first one. What do you think? What do you think is going through Cleveland when they have all those quarterbacks and they've already done a lousy job on quarterbacks?
Maybe they're hoping to find that diamond out of one of them. I mean,
that's a lot of roughs.
They got five quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
They've had a rough time with quarterbacks, you know. Maybe they're hoping one of these five will be the one.
Well, if I had to pick, I would say that One, Flacco's going to be okay. He did well with them last time, and he's steady. Is he going to take your Super Bowl? No. But, you know, can he help you look a little, you know, not Cleveland Brownish? Of course. Deshaun Watson's hurt, so he's not playing. He's just sitting back on his $240 million, right? So let's take him out of the game, right? You have who else did they get? Did they get Zach Wilson? They picked another quarterback. They have the kid from Oregon. And Oregon has shown to produce some pretty decent quarterbacks, right? And he was a Heisman finalist, right? And then they have someone else. Who do they have? Zach Wilson? They have – who's the fifth – who's another quarterback they have?
No, we have Zach Wilson.
No, you have – that's right. You have Zach Wilson. Cleveland. So what do you think was their thoughts? That was it? Just, you know, trying to after Deion said he doesn't want his son to go there?
Well, I mean – I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, honestly, is they're just trying to find Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett, yeah. They're just trying to find a quarterback, I think. One that's going to be their franchise quarterback.
Well, I don't think – I think that they know that if – okay, that's a good point. I think that they're figuring, it's inexpensive money to get a Shador. We get a shot. We got this other guy. You know, Flacco is just a stopgap, right? I mean, Flacco's not their franchise quarterback. I mean, he's older. Can he help them at least get some decent play? But, you know, think about it. Look at the problem Tomlin has, right? Tomlin can't get a decent pick because he keeps having a winning record. Yet he keeps getting knocked out in the first round, right?
Yeah.
So what good is it to have Flacco, as much as I'm proud of Flacco, and not that he needs me to be proud of him, but at his age, to come back and play the well he has, God bless him, right? But my point being is, what good is it if you have an okay record and you're not in a chance to be able to pick a quarterback the following year? The other thing I'm thinking is that they don't have anything to lose, because if they don't do well – they picked Shador Sanders, they're just going to have another pick next year. And I think they got a couple picks already from their trade when they traded with who did they trade with? It took the third they took Jacksonville. They got a couple of good picks from Jacksonville, right?
Yeah.
When they traded with Jacksonville, so Jacksonville can get Travis Hunter. So I think, you know, from my perspective, that's what they're looking. They're just trying, like you said, they're taking shots. They got nothing to lose. It's just a matter of, you know, who's going to be there, because you can only you can carry three. Someone's going to be on the practice squad. You got Kenny Pickett, right? That was a high – wasn't Kenny Pickett a high draft pick for Pittsburgh?
Go ahead.
Right? And then you got – Watson's out, right? So you got Flacco. You got Kenny Pickett. You got the pick you picked before Shador Sanders – from Oregon, and then you got Shador Sanders. So one of those guys are either going to have to be on the practice squad, or I mean, I don't think they can keep five, right? Or just because he's on the injured, he's on injured reserve. Because Deshaun Watson's out. I mean, that guy paid a lot of money. I don't think he's played a full season.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So, all right.
He's
so let's
just money. Okay.
Yeah, so let's move on from there. So there, I guess you're like me. We have no idea why they would get that pick. I'm glad he was happy. What do you think happened to Shador? Why do you think he fell?
I don't want to say it wasn't cockiness. It was, I think, his whole attitude of, well, he didn't go to the combine for one.
He didn't go to the Big 12 Pro Combine either.
You know, he had his own little private thing, like it was all about him. And I think coaches and teams are trying to stay away from people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that hurt him. I think that I'd hate to find out that, you know, it was also because of Deion. The only thing I could think of Deion that would be a reason is is that Deion has stated that if he coaches in the NFL, he would like to coach his sons. Now, it doesn't mean he'd coach his son Shador or he would coach Shiloh. But, you know, that could be intimidating to a GM and a coach, right? Saying, hey, if I pick this kid, you know, Deion Sanders is looming in the back. That is acceptable to me. What's not acceptable to me is them worrying about Deion poking his nose, making comments, doing this. I just don't see Deion, as much as braggadocious Deion was as a player, I don't see him doing that because he was also a fellow coach. And I don't think he would allow someone to do that to him. And he was always spoken about as being a great teammate. Like no one is as braggadocious as he was, he never – no one in the locker room didn't like him. So he was braggadocious outside for him, but he performed.
Yeah.
There was no confusion there. So I think that you know, that combined with him wanting to coach. And then the other thing is he wasn't even at the draft, but yet he had his own booth with legendary dollar sign. Like, if you're not there, why do you have, like, a big couch? I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand that. And you know, you feel bad for him in one sense. And like I said earlier, Papa Paul, see what your thoughts. I don't feel bad because there's other kids that drafted that's their livelihood. I mean, Shador comes from money. Deion's got his money. He don't have to worry about money.
A lot of kids that are just doing what they can to try and make it so they can get the money.
Exactly. So, you know, you feel bad because, you know, it was a shock, right? But, you know, I don't feel as bad as these other kids that, you know, hey, they're not coming for money. They want to be able to make it, right? So, but the last piece I want to state on this, I want to see your opinions. But now he's got something to prove. I mean, Brady was picked sixth round.
He's got a lot to prove at this point now.
Yeah. So, I mean, use that as motivation. Use that as, you know, a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, I mean he can't go in there thinking he's all that. You know, he's got to go in there and say he's got something to prove. You know, he's not a backup. He's not going to be, you know, on the practice squad. He wants to be at least the backup, if not getting ready to start at one point during the season.
Well, he's just got to do all the homework and prepare. I mean, he's got to show why they made a mistake. And then he's also got a shot to earn a place somewhere else, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, do your best that you can, and you know, I think he could play. I feel he could play in the NFL, right? But at the end of the day, he's now got to show it, right? Because when they were analyzing all his numbers and his numbers look good, you know, he threw like 150 screen passes. He threw like his completion rate was high, but they were high completion like passes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He did make some good plays down the field, but a lot of his passes were, you know, those short, quick release passes. So, you know, hey, we'll see what happens there. But I wanted to have a little bit of discussion because there's more stuff coming out and finding out he didn't go to Pro Day. He didn't go to the Big 12 Pro Day. I mean, why? I mean, you're not, you know, you didn't have all those other pieces. I think Mr. Sunshine is trying to come in. Mr. Sunshine, you there? How's your internet? Maryland doesn't have good internet. We can't hear you. Can you hear us, Byron?
He's got his mute on right now.
You got to unmute. Unmute. Can I unmute him? There you go. How you go? Can you talk now?
I don't know what's going on.
There we go. We can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, Byron. Can you hear us? He only has internet problems when he travels, so I don't know if it's the place that he travels. You got to get some carrying Wi-Fi. All right, let's move on from Shador. We were just talking about a few things about Shador and see what's going on. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of quarterbacks, so – maybe they'll even make a trade. Maybe they'll trade them. See if they can get something out of it. You don't ever know.
Never know.
All right, let's go on. All right, so I'm gonna pull up my. I'm happy Byron, I think you and I talked about this. I'm pretty happy with the Giants selections, right? They picked Abdul Carter, which we need an edge rusher. I like Jackson Dart. He's a runner. He played at Ole Miss. You know, his record, he's got a really good record. I mean, he was like 10-3, 11-3 in his last 2 years.
I think you'll be happy with him there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a runner, right? He texts me, goes, hey, my friends are saying we should have picked Shadur. And I'm like, nah. I like this kid, Jackson Dart. Everyone was talking about him. The reason why I like him is that he was a runner, and, you know, with our line, we need a quarterback that can run. Right? You can't just have someone sitting back there.
Yeah, that would help.
And the difference, when I told my son, he played in the SEC, and weren't they in the running? Were they in the playoffs or no? I think they made it to the playoffs. They were in the top 12?
No.
Okay. Well, they were in the top 25. Bottom line is he played in the SEC, which is a tougher conference than Colorado. So I think Jackson Dart will be good. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens. We got Russell Wilson. We got Jameson. We got Jameson Winston. And now we got Jackson Dart. I'm pretty sure Tommy Cutlets is going to be on the practice squad. What are your thoughts on those picks, Byron?
Yeah, I would say so too.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Dart should definitely be.
Well, you need to talk about like the other picks that they had, the defensive lineman from Toledo, you know, to give
Darius Lawrence Alexander. Darius Lander.
They picked the running back from Arizona State, Scadaboo.
Cam Scadaboo, yep. We picked an offensive line, Marcus Mabou.
Yep.
Tight end and a cornerback.
Well, the tight end is like from Nebraska, and he was hurt, you know, a lot at, you know, Nebraska. So they're probably going to go with, you know, as far as like potential for him, because if he's not injured, you know, he's a pretty good tight end. He's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. And then they said Embo, the offensive tackle that they picked, mm-hmm. that he could possibly be a starter, you know, coming into the season if they switch him to guard. Because, and then just so you know, they switched Evan Neal to guard now. So he's going to be a guard and see how it works out.
Which,
you know,
is his original position, right? That's his original position, correct?
He played all three. He played left tackle, right tackle, and left guard.
What did he play at Alabama?
So he played all three. He played three of the positions. You know, mm-hmm. like, you know, freshman year, he was like a guard. Then he moved to tackle, you know, his sophomore year. Then he moved to left tackle, you know, his senior year. And, you know, we figured, you know, that we could, you know, all right, you know, we got Andrew Thomas. Now we got this kid, so we're good, you know, at the end. But, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, he's either hurt or he's just not very good at all. So now they're going to make him guard. He's 6'7", 340 pounds. You know, maybe, you know, they could salvage the kid, you know, his career, because they're not going to pick up his option, the fifth-year option. They're not going to pick that up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, I'm happy with what we picked, right? This is probably the best draft that we've had since we started this show, right? So I'm pretty happy with what we have. You know, when we started the season before the draft, I think the under over was four games, winning four games. Now it's up to 5.5, right? How they get 0.5, I don't know. But are you taking the under or the over, Byron?
Under.
Oh, really? Papa Paul, what would you do?
Until I see something, you know, I have to go under right now.
All right. I'm going to be the optimist. I'm going to take the over. Because I think only because.
Really?
Yeah, because Malik Nabers was a superstar last year with no quarterback. Like as bad as old or however you want to see Jameson Winston and Russell Wilson, they're an upgrade from the quarterbacks we had. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Malik Nabers lit it up with whoever was at quarterback. Russell Wilson likes throwing the deep ball. So does Winston. They both like throwing the deep ball. The problem with Winston, he also likes throwing the deep ball to the other team. Right? So I think, you know, now, are they going to go 10-7? No. I mean, but I think they'll win, you know, at least 6-7 games. You know what I mean? They'll pick off some. They'll be, you know, something. You know, if we can get – we've been addressing the line. You know, I like Stacy as a running back. My understanding, this running back coming in is really good. We're beefing up our defense. You know, and, you know, in the NFC East, anything happened. Biggest challenge you got that we got to say, because it's how weird – a couple years ago, we were the NFC was NFC East was the worst. Remember that? How bad they were? Now, you've got the Eagles, you got Washington. Both are pretty powerhouse teams. Right? So, you know, Washington and the Eagles. And Dallas, you never know what could happen with Dallas. You know, Dak is coming back. We'll go from there. But I just think Dallas is going to have a rough time. But I'm happy with those Giant picks. I'd like to see, you know, some progress. Someone got something new to streaming, looking to level up. Okay, I don't know what this is. Oh, that's Papa Paul. Okay. Anyways, I'm pretty happy with it. What's your thoughts of the picks? You know some of these players, Papa Paul, for the Giants?
No, not really, except for Jackson Dart.
Well, here's something funny, and we'll move on, right? So we were on when Thibodeau got picked. One of our co-hosts came on, and I have it written down because I have an outline of my thing. I have written down that he's like, "Oh, this guy could be the next Lawrence Taylor," and I went off. I'm like, "What?" I mean, it's like I hate when people guy coming into leagues can be the next Michael Jordan. Until you do that, you're not. Period. I mean, it is, you know, look. Marino may not have won a Super Bowl, but don't tell me this guy's the next Dan Marino when he comes to the Dolphins until he proves it. Is that a fair statement?
That's fair. Right? I agree with that.
Right? So I hate that. Don't tell me he's the next Dan Marino. Deliver like Dan Marino did. Went to one Super Bowl, didn't get a Super Bowl, but, man, you guys dominated the AFC East. Right? You're always there. So this guy goes – so he goes online. He goes, he's going to be next Lawrence Taylor. I go, what? Who? So, okay, no problem. So we're on the show last week, and someone made a comment similar to that about Abdul Carter, and me and Byron just shut him down. Don't say that. Don't, because we felt like it was a jinx. You know what I mean? Well,
that was last year with we had Taj Washington and Malik Washington, and they're saying they're the next Marx brothers. Like, no.
Don't do that. Right? So Byron, I went out. Byron, to make this things worse – you know what Abdul Carter asked for, right? He asked to wear Lawrence 56. Taylor's number.
56. He's lost his mind.
Man, Lawrence Taylor was like, "What? Go make your own name." You know, and remember, you were stating that is he going to ask Phil Simms to get his number because he was playing? He played 11 in college. And now he goes and asks for Lawrence Taylor's number. So we're like, no.
The number's retired. So, you know, it is what it is.
56 is retired, and so was 11. But last week you had stated because he played 11, was he going to ask Phil Simms if he can get his number? Remember?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're frozen. The irony in that is he ended up asking Lawrence Taylor, not Phil Simms. So, anyhow, let's keep the Lawrence Taylor talk away. Deliver, be your own guy, be your own number. Abdul Carter, we have faith in you. Giants play great defense. Let's have some good defense going on, and we'll go from there. And the other thing is, I think that, you know, with Dable's job on the line, I think he's going to try to work some magic with Jackson Dart, right? Jackson Dart's not going to start. It's going to be Russell Wilson. Somewhere along the line, Jameson Winston is going to be there. You know, one thing about Winston, you got to give him credit. He's a journeyman, and he always wastes his time, right? He never comes in. I will tell you this, though. If Russell Wilson comes into camp and gets injured again, I'm done with him. Because that's what happened to him with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
You know, I think he's just, it's his past. His time is past. Give it to Winston. Let Winston do what he needs to do. Have Dart learn from them and then bring Dart in later in the season. You know what I mean? Because look at Marino didn't start till late in the season, right? And I'm not comparing them to Marino by any means. But you know how they're throwing these kids into the fire right away. They didn't do that with Marino. What was that, Byron?
No, the best thing to do is the kids just the whole year. Don't put him no matter what. Just don't put him, you know, maybe like the last one or two games, yeah, at the end of the year. You know, put him in then, but don't play him at all. At all. The whole year.
I agree, but when the coach's jobs are on the line and you know, you trade up for this pick, you know, somebody's, and if you're not winning, someone's gonna say something. That's all. Right. I think it's very hard not to play a guy you picked in the first round. And if you're not doing well, or those other quarterbacks aren't doing well, right? And, you know, so we see what happens. But let him wait his time. I think it's great. Like, again, I think Green Bay does a great job of that. They've proven to be successful in the formula of, you know, picking someone, let them wait for 4 years. So let's go on from there. All righty. Mr. Papa Paul, I know you were excited to talk about some of your draft picks. We got your draft picks. I got your draft picks up over here. Let's talk a little bit about Dolphins, and we'll go into a few other items here. But I got your picks right here. So tell me, what are your thoughts on the picks you got?
We got some physicality. That's for sure. That's what we've been asking for, and that's what we got. Between Grant and that our offensive guard, however you say his last name.
Pulling him now. Good. What do you think about what do you think that yours, right? Why do you think he came out?
Who? What?
The quarterback from Texas you guys picked up.
Oh, yours?
Yours, yeah.
I think he, because the reason we picked him, I believe, is because their system is a lot like ours. He's
I'm not saying why you pick him. The first question is, why would he come out? Why wouldn't he go to the transfer portal? He could have made $8 million, and then go in to get to the draft and go to the Dolphins. I'm just curious about that. Could have got one more year under his belt. Because I think he was leaving because I think he was getting edged out for Archie Manning.
Possibly. I mean, maybe he just thought it was his time to get into the NFL and not wait another year. He might not have as good a chance next year with some of the prospects that we're looking at for next year.
That's true. He had $8 million coming to him with NIL, though. So you got a defensive tackle, right? Kenneth Grant from Michigan. He seems pretty good, right? You needed to beef up your defense, right?
Yes.
Number two pick. I'm sorry?
I said that's what we did a lot of.
Yeah, excellent. And losing Jalen Ramsey was terrible.
Well, there's no guarantee he's gone yet, but more than likely he's a post-June 1st release and all.
I like him. He's a good coin. I wonder why he wants to get out of there. You got you picked round two. You picked an offensive guard, which is good, lineman from overall from Las Vegas.
A big one.
He's a big guy.
Offensive guard. Yep.
He's played all positions. You know, he's played left guard, right guard, left tackle, right tackle, but he's played mostly guard.
Well, they said he's got a great opportunity to win the current vacancy.
So, oh yeah, well he'll take over Eichenberg's spot more than likely.
And then round five, you picked up another DT from Maryland.
Yeah,
you definitely needed reinforcements in your defensive line.
Jordan Phillips, I like him. One thing I liked him, you know, as he's on the phone with the GM Greer and Coach McDaniels that he wasn't concerned about anything except for asking for the playbook. He wanted the playbook right then and there as he's on the phone. So he's ready to learn and learn a lot.
That's the kind of player you want, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on, my system. Man, everything is running slow today. My system's super slow. Who's your next pick?
Next one was, I'm not sure the next one after that, after Phillips.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I have it here. It's just I'm having a problem. Having internet issues.
Jason Marshall, cornerback from Florida.
Yeah, cornerback. He's supposedly a good cornerback from what one of my guys was talking about earlier. He's supposed to be possible starter. You know, he's got to work his way up because we don't have much for cornerbacks as it is, especially if we do lose Ramsey.
Right.
This kid was a five-star recruit coming out of high school, so.
Yeah. He was at one point in the top 30.
There we go.
Yep.
I got it. The next one I got met a safety. He played with Phillips, Jordan Phillips at Maryland.
Yep, you got Jordan Phillips. You got a cornerback
Dante Trader,
safety. Oh, so you guys are really bulking up the defense. You got a running back. How do you think about that running back from Oklahoma State? Oklahoma State usually has good running backs. Ollie Gordon.
That's what I heard. He's different than any of our other running backs. He's bigger. He's going to be our short and one, you know, our short and goal or a short and, you know, 1 yard first for a first, third and one, stuff like that, I believe, for our team. What we've been looking for, what we need. He's quite a healthy
junior. I think it's going to happen with.
Go ahead, junior year, go ahead, he won the Doak Walker Award his junior year. So he's pretty good, the kid from Oklahoma State. And then he kind of tailed off his going senior year.
Well, it seems like you guys are doing pretty good. You're beefing up your defense. You're getting some off.
Well, I give our draft a B minus, but
what do you think is you got?
I'm just not sure until I see them play some. Until I see them at training camp and I see them play some, I can't really say how well we did, but. Because it's a big transition going from college to NFL, and it's a wait and see game.
I'm reading up on yours now. You have Zach Wilson, you got yours now. Starting bubble won't displace Wilson and job, and likely won't displace Wilson as backup, at least not this season. He eventually developed into Miami's back quarterback. Wow, this guy was like a five-star recruit. Wasn't yours up for a Heisman Trophy at one point? Yeah. He dropped pretty bad.
He was a number one overall prospect.
That's interesting. For him to leave and give up $8 million to go into round seven. What's that?
He was hurt a lot, too, at Texas. He was hurt
a
lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, Archie Manny filled in and did pretty good, but they gave it back to him. And then you got another D tackle from Georgia Tech.
Yep.
In round seven. So you guys are definitely, defensive focused. Again, like I always said, keep saying to you guys, I'd like to see McDaniels. Hold on a second. Because I got too much open up. Force quit. Preview quit. Finder. My bad. He's running super low. All right. There we go. I'm not going to get this thing fixed. Finder. Let's get messages. Quit. All right. But what do you think? How do you guys think? How do you think you're going to do this year offensively?
Right now, until, like I was saying, until I see them in training camp and in preseason and stuff, right now I still only say we're going to only going to win 5 or 6 games.
Oh, you're like the Giants?
Yeah, that's the way I feel right now.
Ow.
Wow. Man, what a difference from like just a couple years ago. Like, it's just amazing how fast teams can change. Because, like I said, like you think about what I said in the beginning of the show. The I got to charge my battery. I was saying in the beginning of the show that the NFC East was terrible, and now you got a Super Bowl, we got a Super Bowl champion, and we got another team that's on the rise, which is in Washington. So it's amazing how fast, you know. And, you know, the sad part is the Dolphins, right, once Brady was gone, I mean, and then you guys were doing pretty good. The opportunity was there. I picked you guys one of the years to win the NFC East because I didn't trust Buffalo, remember? I felt Buffalo would always tail off at the end of the year.
We had our opportunity to win it, and we blew it ourselves. We had to win one game in order to get the AFC East, and at 1 out of 4 games, and we didn't do it.
And Giants had to lose one game to get the number one pick, and we blew it too. We went from the number one draft pick to number 3. That's when we beat Indianapolis.
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. Well, you know, look,
so that was Locke did that.
Do you think this is Daniels? Last year, you think they're going to give him an extension? What do you think is going to happen with Daniels?
It's going to depend on how we start out. If we start out off like we did last year, where we go like 3-5 or something like that, he'll definitely be on the hot seat and probably be his last year.
The sad part about it, that when he first came, he looked like, you know, with his glasses and everything, like the offensive juggernaut genius. And then everything went sideways. And I don't understand how – I still don't understand. Maybe you can explain why he doesn't involve the tight ends more into your offense.
Well, he's a little bit, I guess, self-absorbed in a way because he's playing head coach and doing the offensive play calling when he's got 2 offensive coordinators – But he's doing offensive play calling, and his attitude is he would hand over the play calling if he thought it would do any good.
I got a comment saying there'll never be an LT. I agree. Especially in today's league, you know what I mean? You can't do the things that LT did. But LT in itself won't be there. And then, you know, Ollie Gordon, Keith Lamb is saying Ollie Gordon was a great pick. Marshall from Florida was questionable. Go ahead, Byron. You were going to say? Byron?
I'm looking at, like, the Dolphins schedule. And I'm looking at the Dolphins schedule. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But anyway, they got like Atlanta, Buffalo, Carolina, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Buffalo again, New England Jets, Baltimore, Cincinnati, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Chargers, Washington, New England Jets, and Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's a little rough.
Yeah, it's a tough
5 or 6 games here that shouldn't be that tough.
Well, you always lose the games that you shouldn't lose.
That's the problem. That's the problem. All right, let's move on. So anything else on the picks you have here? I also have here, Santiago sent me some notes that reportedly the Giants gave up on Shador because he was unprepared for the meeting. So a lot of things are starting to come out about what was going on. I mean, something went wrong here with this young man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think I just don't understand. So we'll move on, but I wanted to read that out. The Dolphins, did you see about the Dolphins? They find the team $250,000 and they fined the coach $100,000.
That was
Atlanta.
That was Atlanta, the Falcons.
Yes,
Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator was fined $100,000 and the Atlanta Falcons were fined $250,000 for the prank call they did to Shedeur Sanders. That's kind of, you know, that was bad. I mean, I don't know what's in a 21-year-old mind to want to do that to somebody, but that was bad. Any comments or thoughts on that?
No, it's just sad.
Yeah. Byron?
He should have got fired. So you figure if you have that kind of sensitive, you know, material sitting around the house and a kid goes on there, and he ain't a kid, he's 21 years old, goes on there and, you know, does what he did, you know, the dad has to pay, you know, the consequences, you know, for, you know, his son's actions.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he needs to be fired, right? I'm not sure if he needs to be fired. You know, I could see, you know, you have your computer open, you have adult kids, you know, if you feel you have good kids, you're a good parent, you're not expecting them to make that stupid of a mean, that was a mean move, right? And you know, from what I hear, that coach is a stand-up coach, right? No one's, you know, he's nothing bad about him or anything like that. So, you know, but where the problem is that the kid put his father in a bad position. He put his father in a position to lose a job, like you said, to fire him, and now it's going to cost him $100,000. You know, I would be collecting for my son.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to put you on a payment plan. you're going to pay me back for pure stupidity, and I'm going to charge you interest. You know, but
they're not talking about the other five. There were five or six other guys that the same thing, you know, happened to them, that somebody was making prank calls. So how do you don't know that kid was a culprit with all the other ones, the other five or six that
I didn't hear about. I didn't hear about the other that. Ones.
Yeah, there was. I know there was at least two or three other prank calls.
But see, this goes to say that the only one that like, how did you guys hear about that? Because you know, I listen to a lot of the sports shows. No, I didn't hear one of them bring up anyone else other than it happening to Shedeur.
It was all the ones.
I heard it through some friends of mine who heard it. I don't know where they heard it from, but yeah, there was a couple others. I can't think of the names who it was done to.
And I'm not doubting you guys, what you're saying. I'm just saying that, like, listening to Get Up, getting a lesson to First Take, you know, the big talk was about Shedeur and it happened to him. I didn't know it happened to somebody else, which goes to, again, by, you know, this guy's name himself, it's like he's the only headline. They don't mention the other people. And then, like Byron said, you know, if this kid did it to one, how do we know he didn't get the information to do it to have other people do the same thing? I mean, that's just cruel, though. I mean, like, what's wrong with you?
Here it is right here from here it is from the AP. They're saying Tyler Warren, they're still investigating Tyler Warren, you know, kid from Penn State. Kyle McCord from Syracuse.
Yes.
Mason Graham, he's another top pick. It's in him. And Chase London, Lunt. It was those four that they're talking about as far as received the prank call.
And I didn't hear not one of them on any of the sports shows that I watch. And did they say which team said they were drafting them? Byron?
So I think where'd he go? Oh man, Mason Graham. I think he went pretty high. He was like a top five pick. Tyler Warren, I think, went to the Colts. And McCord, I'm not sure where he went.
Well, let's hope they learned a lesson that doesn't happen.
Get to the Eagles.
And okay, hey, did you see that Eli Manning?
Oh, they're also saying Abdul Carter got one of those calls too.
Really? Byron, did you get a call from the Manning group?
Yeah.
We're putting in a bid in.
You know I did, man, but that's why I'm down here in Ocean City, you know, so
me and Byron gathering 5% of peace.
That's why I'm down here, Ocean ball, City.
Put in our money for the 10% of the Giants.
Yeah, okay.
Is Eli Manning is forming a minority ownership bid of the Giants. Good for him. Giants are reportedly worth $8 billion in valuation.
Well, see, that's where I tell people.
My money, right.
The Dolphins, Ross has sold off part of the Dolphins to Maersk Group. Mm-hmm. 15% of the Dolphins belong to the Maersk Group. And the Maersk Group is publicly traded stock. So I bought some stock in the Maersk Group. So I can say I own 1%. I own a percentage of the Dolphins. It might be 1% of 1%, but I own a percentage.
Hey, if you're a stockholder, you own a piece. That's the company you own. You're an owner. It's no different than Joey Bagadones that comes on a show. He owns a piece of the Green Bay Packers.
So that's
he's a Pittsburgh fan, but he owns a piece of the Green Bay Packers. But now Byron and I are always kidding. Let's raise, you know. 5% a piece of 8 billion. Think about 10% of 8 billion is 800 million. So we'd have to come up with 400 million a piece. Yeah, I got to dig deep in my pocket to find good. That one. Yeah, I think I'm good there. I'm thinking I'm good there too. But I'm glad to see, like, you know, Manning is looking to do that. I think Jackson Dart's going to be good because if Manning's around, they have Ole Miss ties, right? I'm excited this year with the draft. Just not excited with, you know, I'm still got a bad taste in my mouth with Shane. Right. Dable, we'll see what comes out with Dable. But outside of that, let's see what else do I got here. Eli Manning for $8 billion, right? Dolphins. Dick, what do you think about Travis Hunter? Jaguars moving up to get Travis Hunter. Papa Paul.
That was a good pick for him, I think. I really do. And they say they're going to use him both ways.
I think it's a good pick, too. I think Jacksonville's a good place to go. I think, Byron, you were just worried about it being hot for him, right? That's what we talked about last week.
Yeah, it's a little hot down there. A little hot to play 100
snaps a game. In Miami, though.
I told you. I tried to tell him that last week. Jacksonville is like southern Georgia.
Yep.
It gets cold. I mean, it does get hot, but it's not like South Florida hot.
No.
Right? But I think it's a good pick because I think, you know, if he's going to play a receiver, having Trevor Lawrence as a quarterback is a good mix there. And then if he could play both ways, you know, Jacksonville likes to do stuff. What do you think they picked up? They pick up guys to be able to create the fanfare. I think the owner does a pretty good job of kind of just, you know, trying to make the team relevant. And I think it was a good pick for Jacksonville. I like to see the kid do well, be honest with you. But I'm just curious how many snaps he's going to take. He cannot play the whole game both sides. Byron?
That's what he wants to do.
That's what he wants. That wasn't a question.
That's
what
he wants to do. So, you know,
what he wants to do and what they're going to let him do are two different things.
Well, they said they're going to use them both sides.
Using them both sides means you're going to get some plays on offense.
There you go. It
doesn't necessarily mean you're going to start as a receiver and start as a defensive back. I can't see you going – driving down the field, running your routes. All of a sudden, there's an interception, and you have to flip on the other side and play defensive back. I'd go right after you if I was a quarterback. Wouldn't you?
Well, depends on how good a shape this kid's in.
I would still take my shot as a quarterback. If I'm saying, hey, man, you guys are driving the whole way down the field and I'm watching you run patterns, and whether you get the ball and get hit or you don't get the ball and you're running downfield, and now you're flipping over and covering one of my high-end receivers, I'll take that money all day long. I mean, imagine him playing defensive back against the Dolphins and then having to flip over and cover Tyreek Hill. That's a problem. I'd instantly throw the ball to Tyreek Hill.
A little bit.
Because you just ran four, five, six, seven plays downfield, and you're going to be tired. So I think it's a good pick for them. I just want to see how they're going to be getting used.
Yeah.
What else you got, Byron? Anything else happening up there with Philly? No,
all good.
Washington, any other moves happening there?
No, nothing. All quiet on the set. They just went to the White House the other day. Yeah. They went to the White House. They made a big to-do that, you know, Saquon went golfing with 45-47. So that was the only thing around here.
Saquon went golfing where?
He went, golfing with him.
With who?
With 45-47, Trump.
He went golfing with Trump? You're breaking up. Yes. I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, he went golfing with Trump.
He went golfing with Trump.
I said yes, okay.
It was 45th and 46th president.
They were a little upset in Philadelphia.
That he went golfing with the president?
Yes.
That's interesting. Why? Philadelphia is a Democratic state? It's a blue state?
Well, it flipped in the last election, so, whatever. But it was a lot of the other teammates didn't go either. It was a bunch of them that did not go. Jalen Hurts didn't go either.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, yeah. I was speaking to someone that had some insights to the Eagles. They tell me Jalen Hurts is not they didn't speak highly of him. Like in the locker room, it really was Saquon that changed it. But Jalen Hurts is he's not the guy that you would think. Even though he's quiet and so forth, he's not like he's not very likable guy, is what I was told. So I don't know how much true that is. Obviously, it's hearsay. But, obviously the last couple of years they've had issues in the locker room until this year when Saquon went there. Because Saquon was a leader of that team. Would you agree? He made a big difference on the attitude of that team. And we'll see what happens. Papa Paul, I want to ask you a question because we brought this a couple times before we end the show. What do you think of them trying to stop the push-tush?
Well, I mean, it's illegal for the defense to push players. They can't push a player up into the other side or up into the air or anything. So why should it be legal for the offense?
Mm-hmm. I think, Byron, you made that same point, didn't you? We can't – a defensive player is literally going against four guys pushing him. Wasn't that your point? It's like we can't push a defensive nose tackle to the center, yet you're pushing three guys against the center, against the nose tackle. Or a tackle, right? So, and I think everyone's argument is the fact that other teams are trying; they're just not as successful. It just still doesn't matter. It's the dynamics of if a defensive player can't push, let me stack the goal line and push it against you. Why should the offense be able to do that, right? The other thing, I think it hurts the running back. Like Saquon would have had a lot more. Good evening, Papa Paul. And gentlemen on the panel of our Miami Dolphins fans. All right, crazy Dolphin fan. Good. Post banners. Is it something? Don't tell me how to run the show. I don't know what you put in there. I think they should look into that because it's right. They either got to change something on defense or they got to change something on that push-tush. They're trying to argue the fact that because other teams have tried and are not as successful as the Eagles – opinion that you, Papa Paul, and that players are not allowed to push each other, right? You can't push a guy into the center. You can't push a guy into the – and so forth. So pretty much when you got three guys pushing against one guy, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
A lot of weight.
right? I mean, and trying to figure out, and they're saying, hey, try to get low and so forth. It's still, you got a lot of players. So I was always taught you couldn't push or pull a player. So I don't know how all of a sudden, you know, this is changed. But, you know, it is what it is. That's not what won them the Super Bowl. But I think it takes away from the poor running back. How many touchdowns do you think Saquon would have had if they didn't have the push this?
Quite a few more.
Most of those that Jalen Hurts had would have went to Saquon.
I was going to say about 10 more or at least 10 more.
What's that?
I was going to say he'd have at least 10 more touchdowns.
At least 10 more. Okay, awesome. All right, guys. Well, this is a little bit, you know, get up next week. Papa Paul, tell us how we can hear about you, when your show is. How can the people get in touch with you?
YouTube, Facebook, YouTube mostly, WCFL Dolphins Talk, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., Wednesday nights at 8 p.m.
All right, awesome. Look into it. Click into the link below. You'll be able to see the WCFL Dolphin Papa Paul show. Check out his show. He's got a lot of great people that give you some great football knowledge. They talk Dolphins. They talk all around the league. Byron, how long are you down there in Ocean City? How long was the ride? How was the traffic?
Like 3 hours, no traffic coming straight down, you know, 13. None.
That's not bad.
Coming down here.
Really? And now, Ocean City, are you by the water?
Yep.
How's the food?
Yes, I have the lagoon on one side, like a seafood, a lot of seafood. Yeah, a lot of seafood. Yeah.
How is it?
I have the ocean on the other side, and I got a bay on the other side. It's pretty good.
How's
it's not bad at all.
How's the seafood?
Just, you know, just people try to quite tasty. Really? Very tasty.
Oh, awesome.
Just don't eat the pizza, man. The pizza's not like New York, New Jersey pizza.
The more south you go, the worse it gets. So don't worry. All right. Well, gentlemen, you have a good night. God bless. Papa Paul, tune into your show.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate you joining. Wishing you the best of luck with the Dolphins and everything else that you do. Byron, as always, hope you and your mom had a great birthday. And we will talk to you guys next week. Peace. Don't forget, every Thursday live, 8 p.m., Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Oh, I want a quick shout-out to Dr. Tyrants. He's my knee doctor. I have to get some arthroscopic surgery, clean up my knee. Then I'm doing some other pieces, 8 p.m. So Dr. Tyrants, who is a graduated from Harvard Medical School, was an academic All-American, and was drafted into the NFL. So he's a rather impressive gentleman and doctor. So I just want to make a shout out to Dr. Tyrants here in Delray. All right, gentlemen, have a good night, and we'll talk soon. Peace.